Come sit with us at Berean Bible Fellowship. We're about to listen to Pastor Bruce David Bell as the Lord speaks through the truth of his word. Come sit with us.
From a distance, even from as far as outer space, the earth is a beautiful and an awe-inspiring sight. But for those of us who live on this planet, things can look rather dismal and ominous at times. There is tension. There's turmoil. There are trials and tribulations and trauma. There's tragedy and terror, all of which casts a dark shadow of unrest over all of us at times. And so it is not surprising to learn that many people wonder why there is so much oppression in this world, why there is so much injustice, why does evil seem to prosper and good seems to wither away and die. And they also wonder why God doesn't do something about all of these things. And these questions are not new questions. These are the same questions that many people have asked over the years. And these are also the questions that a prophet by the name of Habakkuk asked some 400 years before Christ walked this earth. And so, under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, Habakkuk wrote down the words that we find in the book that bears his name. A little book, but a powerful book. A book that is found in the Old Testament. And the book of Habakkuk is unique because while other prophets declared the word of the Lord to the people of God and to the people who did not know God, Habakkuk had a conversation with God, a conversation that we find recorded in the three chapters of this book. And very little is known about this man of God, except that he lived in the nation of Judah just before the time when the Babylonians invaded that land and before they destroyed the city of Jerusalem. Habakkuk lived in a time of great doubt. It was a time of great fear, a time of great crisis, perhaps a little like the time in which we live today. But there were not only threats from outside of the nation of Judah. There were also threats from within the nation, because it was also a time of great corruption. It was a time of confusion. And it was a time of great sin. There was violence. There was greed. And the people had fallen away from the one true God. And so Habakkuk wondered why God did not act to right these wrongs. And the response that God gave to Habakkuk surprised even him. And so it says in verse 1 of Habakkuk chapter 1, this is the oracle, Messah in Hebrew. This is the burden, the weight, which Habakkuk the prophet, Navi in Hebrew, a man of God. This is what he saw. He was an eyewitness to these disturbing things, things that were all around him, a situation that weighed heavily upon his heart. This man was a man of compassion. He was a man with spiritual insight. And his reaction to these things that were around him was to plead his case before the Lord. And so in verse 2, in his agony, he says, "How long, O Lord? How long will I call out to you for help for my people? But you do not seem to hear me. Why are you silent when I pray? I cry out to thee," Zaak in Hebrew. "I weep and I mourn day and night, night and day. I plead my case for the poor and for the needy. I plead for your people who have gone astray, those who cannot or will not help themselves. They are all deeply afflicted. But God, where are you?" And some of us can understand his anguish, can't we? Some of us have been there. Some of us can understand his lack of understanding. But still, he says, "I know you're a God of compassion. Yet you seem to ignore the violence among your people. Hamas, the wrong, the maliciousness among those who lead your people. They believe the lies of the enemy, and so they are taking the people away from you and down a path of destruction. They have no fear of God before their eyes. So things have gone from bad to worse. Yet, Lord, in spite of all this, you do not save them." Yaseh in Hebrew. You don't deliver your people from this wickedness and give them the victory, give them the rest and the peace that they need. "Why, O Lord, day after day, you make me see this iniquity," Aven in Hebrew, this trouble, this affliction, this evil. "And you cause me to look upon this wickedness. Destruction." Yes, destruction and devastation and violence are before me all day long. Strife, grief in Hebrew, disputes and quarrels and complaints exist as a way of life among us, and contention and controversy and discord arise. Nasah in Hebrew. They define the people of this nation. This is who we have become. Therefore, he says in verse 4, "The law of God, your law, is ignored." Puk in Hebrew. The people have grown numb to your commandments. And so justice, mishpat in Hebrew, that which is good, that which is right, that which is honorable, these things are never upheld. No one stands up for the truth anymore. Justice has gotten lost along the way. And so he says, "The wicked surround the righteous like wolves who surround their prey, seeking to devour them. Therefore, the prophet continues in verse 4, justice comes out perverted, akel in Hebrew. It's all twisted up. Perhaps some of these observations of Habakkuk are observations that we have also made concerning our situation today. And so beginning in verse 5, we hear the response of God to the prayers of Habakkuk. We hear God's answer, how he will right the wrongs in the nation of Israel. Perhaps it wasn't the answer that Habakkuk expected. And so he says to Habakkuk and to the people of Judah, and perhaps to us as well, pay close attention, he says, and look among the nations. You who ridicule and who ignore and who pervert the ways of the Lord, observe and be astonished. Tamech in Hebrew. Stand in awe, frozen with fear and in wonder. Because I, the Lord, am doing something in your days that you would not believe. That you wouldn't believe is even possible. Unless you had been told about it before it happened. So in verse 6, God says, here is how I will deal with the sin of the people in the nation of Judah. Hold on. This is going to be a rough ride. Behold, he says, I am raising up the Chaldeans. Yes, the Babylonians. That fierce and furious people whose armies march throughout the earth here and there in order to seize dwelling places, villages, and towns and cities, and yes, even nations, things that are not their own. They defeated the Assyrians. They defeated the Egyptians. And now they will be an instrument in the hands of God to be used by him to judge the people in the nation of Judah. The Chaldeans are a people who are to be dreaded, he says, and feared. They strike terror into the hearts of those who even hear their name. And their lust for power, he adds in verse 7, knows no limits. They are a godless people. Their idea of justice and of authority originates from within themselves alone. They make their own rules, setting their own standards for what is right and what is wrong. They have no other God other than themselves. Their horses are swifter than leopards and keener than wolves in the evening, ready to pounce upon their prey. Their horsemen come galloping upon the people with great speed. No one's safe from their attack. Their horsemen come from afar, but they fly like an eagle. Nesher in Hebrew, like an eagle or like a vulture. They come swooping down with lightning speed on men and on women and even on children, seeking to devour all of them. They show no mercy to anyone. They only come for violence. And their horde, it says in verse 9, megamau in Hebrew, the eagerness of this godless people can be seen in the resolve on their faces. They move forward, kadim. They move like the east wind. They move like a swarm of locusts, destroying everyone and everything in their path. They collect captives like sand. They mock kings and rulers are a laughing matter to them. They fear no man. They fear no army. And they laugh at every fortress that resists them. And so they heap up rubble and debris in order to climb over those walls so that they might capture that city. And then we're told in verse 11, they sweep through the land and like the wind, ruach, like a breath, they pass on. They move forward in order to claim their next victims. So if the people of Judah will not repent of their sin and turn to God, this is what will await them. And remember, Habakkuk was one of the last prophets to speak to this nation before all this took place. But God adds in verse 11, the Babylonians will be held accountable for their actions, and they will be found guilty. Hashem, in Hebrew, they will be condemned and punished. They whose strength is their God. And who is their God? Themselves. They're like many people today. They have no God except themselves. But what they do not understand, I guess what many people do not understand, that they are no match for the one true God. As he said in Isaiah 10, by the power and by the strength of my hand, I have done this. And as he further said in Isaiah 55:8, your ways are not my ways, neither are my thoughts your thoughts. Something to think about. Sometimes we just don't understand the ways of God. But if nothing else, perhaps today we have learned this. Sometimes things go from bad to worse as the problems that we have created by our sin come crashing down upon us through wicked and ungodly men and women. Perhaps this is a warning to us. We must turn from our sin and turn to Christ for our salvation before things go from bad to worse for all eternity. Amen.
You've been listening to Bruce David Bell, pastor of Berean Bible Fellowship. If the Lord has ministered to you through this message and you would like more information, then visit us on the web at bbfva.org.